Chapter 83. The tanker explosion rattled Istanbul more politically than physically. The confirmed loss of the police boat and Coast Guard vessel in conjunction with the attack put the country's military forces on high alert. When the tanker was identified as the Dayan, a flurry of high-level accusations between Turkey and Israel went flying across diplomatic channels. Protests by panic-stricken residents of the city nearly led to a military response. But fears of a Turkish-Israeli conflict were assuaged when the authorities found the Dayan's rescued crewmen. Interviewed publicly, the crewmen detailed their hijacking and captivity at the hands of the unknown gunman. Turkish sentiment quickly turned when the men described loading the explosives at gunpoint and almost dying aboard the ship but for their last-minute rescue. Privately, after checking Laszlo into a hospital, Pitt and Giordino had informed Turkish authorities of their role in sinking the tanker. When U.S. intelligence secretly provided evidence that the same HMX explosives were used in the mosque attacks in Bursa, Cairo, and Jerusalem, the Turkish forces were quick to act. Secret raids were immediately carried out against Celik's home, office, and port facilities, while the Ottoman Star was located in Greek waters and seized. As public pressure mounted to identify who committed the attack and why, the official investigation wasn't kept quiet for long. With the release of their names, Özden and Maria Celik became public pariahs and a source of national embarrassment. When it was later discovered that they had orchestrated the break-in at Topkapi, the national embarrassment and anger turned to outright rage. Investigators and journalists alike dove into the pair's concealed pasts, revealing their ties to the last Ottoman ruling family, as well as to underworld mobsters and drug runners who had kick-started Celik business holdings. Inevitably, the Celik's financial dealings with Arab royalty were uncovered, leading to the revelation that millions of dollars had been funneled to Mufti Batal. The objective of the Celik's attacks became readily apparent, and public furor was directed to the Mufti and his Felicity Party. Although no evidence was found that the Mufti was involved or even aware of the terrorist attacks, the damage was done. The final confirmation of the Celik's guilt was confirmed when divers were sent to the bottom of the Golden Horn. The mangled remains of the Sultana were located not far from the shattered hull of the tanker. A salvage team brought the wreck to the surface, where it was left to a police forensics team to remove the crushed body of Maria Celik from the flattened deck of the yacht. His name in ruin, his assets seized, and his dead sister's body held in the Istanbul city morgue, there was nothing left of Özden Celik's empire but the man himself. Yet he had apparently vanished into nothingness.